And now it's time for On the Money with your host, Dan White. Dan has been in the financial services industry for over 25 years, and he's been a featured expert in Forbes, Yahoo, the Philadelphia Business Journal, Dow Jones Market Watch, and has appeared nationally on Fox Business News. Dan is a member of some of the most prestigious financial organizations, including the Society of Financial Service Professionals and the National Association of Insurance and Financial Advisors. In addition, he's a chartered life underwriter and a chartered financial consultant. Credentials you can trust. Broadcasting from the heart of Wilmington, Delaware, here's your host of On the Money, Dan White.
Do you think you'll be paying more taxes or fewer taxes in retirement? Most people think they'll be paying fewer taxes because they're no longer collecting a paycheck. But that won't be the case for many hardworking Americans. Many financial and tax experts are warning you could be paying far more taxes when you're retired. I'm Dan White. You're listening to the On the Money Show, and you're going to get a great education on today's show. When you retire, you could be paying even more taxes than you are now. You could be paying taxes on your Social Security benefits, taxes on your investment income, and taxes on the money you withdraw from your IRA, 401k, SEP, or other tax-deferred accounts. And your tax rate could also go up. According to CNBC, your marginal tax rate could jump to as much as 46% when the Trump tax cuts expire in 2025. But there are some simple tax-saving strategies you can take advantage of now that could dramatically reduce or eliminate your taxes in retirement. So coming up on today's show, we'll share what these tax-saving strategies are, including why good savers should be especially concerned with taxes in retirement, the strategies that other people are using throughout the tri-state area that could help you save a small fortune in taxes with your IRA, your 401k, and other tax-deferred accounts. Plus, how you could reduce or avoid paying taxes on as much as 85% of your Social Security benefits. But a question I often ask people, you know, have you been a good saver? Have you been a good saver throughout your working career? Well, if you have, you could get clobbered by taxes in retirement, and your savings could end up being a fraction of what they are today. But I have some good news for you. If you've saved $250,000 in an IRA, a 401k, or other retirement account, there are ways you could save tens of thousands of dollars in taxes. And if you've saved $1 million or more, you could save hundreds of thousands of dollars. We'll learn exactly how much money you could save with our free tax reduction analysis. In this free analysis, we will show you simple and actionable strategies that could help you save tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of dollars in taxes with your IRA, your 401k, and your other retirement accounts. If you've saved more than $250,000, be one of the first 10 callers to get your free tax analysis now at 888-690-8820. Again, that's 888-690-8820. Don't get punished just because you've been a good saver. Call us right now at 610-358-8942, 610-358-8942. We've got several upcoming events this coming week. On Tuesday, July the 23rd at noon, we will be at the Delaware County Community College Media Campus doing our IRA and required minimum distribution planning workshop. And then later that day, also on the 23rd at 6 p.m., we will be down at Schaefer's Canal House in Chesapeake City, Maryland, doing our retirement planning dinner seminar. And then the following day, Wednesday the 24th at 5:30 p.m., we'll be at the Rachel Cole Community Library in Glen Mills on Smithbridge Road doing our Social Security planning workshop. So if you're near the age where it's time to claim Social Security or even a little further along when you're subject to those dreaded required minimum distributions, pick up the phone and get a reservation to one of our upcoming events. So today we're talking about taxes and specifically why your tax rate may be higher than you expect in retirement. You know, you may have stopped working, but Uncle Sam is still digging into your pocket. Though high-income retirees are looking forward to lower taxes once they have exited the workplace, they can still expect to pay stealth taxes in the form of Social Security income levies and higher Medicare premiums. For a lot of retirees, the thinking is, oh, I'm retired, my tax bracket is going to go down. And their tax bracket may go from 24% to 22% or even 12%, but because of Social Security taxes, their marginal rate may go from 24 to 40.7%. It could increase very sharply. And here's why lower income tax brackets may not necessarily translate into a smaller tax bite overall. You know, when you look at Social Security, those payroll taxes may be history once you have stopped working, but remember, you're still facing a slate of additional levies. For instance, there's the 3.8% net investment income tax, which is applicable if you have net investment income and a modified adjusted gross income that exceeds $200,000 if single or $250,000 if married and filing jointly. For married taxpayers who file separately, the applicable modified adjusted gross income level is $125,000. So again, for those higher income people, they're going to get hit with that. There's also the capital gains rate you'll pay as you sell securities out of a taxable account. They could be assessed at a top rate of 20%. And aside from these taxes, you also have taxes that apply in particular to retirees. When it comes to your Social Security benefits, whether you pay taxes on your benefits will depend on your provisional income. That is, provisional income is the sum of your adjusted gross income, your non-taxable interest, and half of your Social Security benefits. So this is huge. A lot of people, you know, they come in, and when you tell them they might be taxed on Social Security, it's kind of a wake-up call. They have no idea. And if all you have is Social Security, you will not pay tax on it. But, you know, you start sprinkling in a part-time job, a pension, and then when you hit 70 and a half, the required minimum distributions, the next thing you know, you're paying tax on 85% of your Social Security. If you filed as single and your combined income is $25,000 to $34,000, or married filing jointly and your combined this provisional income is $32,000 to $44,000, you can expect to pay income tax on up to 50% of your Social Security benefits. And then for filers whose combined income runs over $34,000 if you're single, or $44,000 for married and filing jointly, up to 85% of your Social Security benefits can be subject to income tax. So we're not talking big numbers here. We're talking $25,000, $32,000. I don't consider that a posh retirement lifestyle, but yet these are where the kickers, the taxation of Social Security starts getting kicked in. And here's a personal pet peeve, if you will. They set these limits, the $25,000 and the $32,000, anyway. They set those in 1983. Ronald Reagan set them. And then Bill Clinton in 1993 bumped them up. They have not once ever been adjusted for inflation. To my knowledge, this is the only government figure that doesn't get adjusted for inflation. So I think we're long overdue for an overhaul there. But, you know, with the government kind of washing around in debt to the tune of $21 trillion these days, good luck on getting that changed anytime soon. On top of Social Security, you're going to have the Medicare kicker. High-income retirees can also expect to shell out more in monthly premiums for Medicare Part B, the doctor's visits, and Part D, the prescription drugs. The standard Part B premium in 2018 was $134 a month. I know it got kicked up a little bit. I think it's a $135, $136. Whether you pay more than that standard premium will depend on your modified adjusted gross income or your total adjusted gross income plus tax-exempt interest from 2 years earlier. So again, if you're looking at your Medicare premium for 2019, it's based on your tax return from 2017. If your income rises one more dollar above the specific bracket, it's going to cause your premiums to rise. And in that sense, and they haven't changed these in a while, but modified adjusted gross income, if it exceeds $85,000 for a single person, or if it exceeds $170,000 for a married couple filing jointly, you can expect to pay higher premiums. And they go up pretty steeply. So, for example, single people, 85 to 107, you go from 135 to 187. 107 to 133, you go up to 267. Above 133, you go up to 348. And if you're above 160, you're all the way up to $428 a month for the Medicare Part B. So there's a lot of different traps out there that are going to kick a lot of seniors into higher tax brackets, and you got to be aware of them. And when we come back after the break, we'll talk about some steps to reduce your taxes. Let me give you our phone numbers. Toll free, you can reach us at 888-690-8820. Again, 888-690-8820. In Pennsylvania, it's a local call, 610-358-8942. 610-358-8942. Today, we're talking about why you might be paying higher taxes in retirement. Again, after the break, we'll tell you how to avoid some of these higher taxes.
You're listening to On the Money.
Rick Jensen here with Mike Murphy, a fellow client of Dan White & Associates. Financial planner, has been in the business for 25 years. Mike, you retired when?
2005.
You heard about Dan White.
I actually talked to a few people in our community who were clients of Dan's, and they said you ought to come out and visit with them.
The referrals are what locked you in, huh?
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And have you referred Dan to other people, too?
I have.
Why would you refer people to Dan White?
I think it's a safe place to keep your money. My 401k, when the market tanked, I lost about probably close to half of it. And it slowly came back. And then finally, when I decided to move it over with Dan, since then, I think it's grown anywhere from 30 to 40%.
Other people you know recommended him. And mm-hmm. now you have friends and acquaintances who are clients of Dan's because you recommended them. There's nothing stronger than that.
Yeah.
And for you listening, call Dan White, Dan White & Associates, 888-690-8820. Guarantee your retirement future.
Trump tax cuts are set to expire in 2025. Are you taking advantage of all the opportunities that could help save you a bundle in taxes? What do you need to do now before this window of opportunity closes? Welcome back to the On the Money Show. I'm Dan White, and today we're talking about why you could be paying far more taxes in retirement and what you should do now to protect yourself. And in coming up in this segment, I want to talk about why converting your traditional IRA or 401k into a Roth could be a financial windfall for certain people. You know, you've heard of a Roth IRA or a Roth 401k, right? But do you know how converting your traditional IRA or 401k to a Roth could specifically benefit you? For some people, it could help save them tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of dollars in taxes. Well, learn if converting your traditional retirement account is right for you with our tax reduction analysis. This is where you'll learn how you could save thousands of dollars in taxes on your IRA, your 401k, and your other retirement accounts. An overlooked opportunity within the Trump tax plan that could be a financial windfall, and plus how you could minimize or avoid paying taxes on your Social Security benefits. If you've saved more than $250,000 for retirement, be one of the first 10 callers to get this free analysis now at 888-690-8820. Again, that's 888-690-8820. If you're the kind of person who needs to make the most out of every dollar you've saved inside your retirement accounts, this analysis could help you save a bundle. Give us a call locally at 610-358-8942. 610-358-8942. Again, several upcoming events this week. On Tuesday, July the 23rd at noon, we will be at the Delaware County Community College, the Media Campus, doing our IRA and required minimum distribution planning workshop. Later that evening on the 23rd at 6 p.m., we will be down in Chesapeake City, Maryland at Schaefer's Canal House doing our retirement planning dinner seminar. And then the following evening, Wednesday the 24th at 5:30 p.m., we will be at the Rachel Cole Community Library on Smithbridge Road in Glen Mills doing our Social Security planning workshop. So again, a lot of good information at these three events. If you've got questions, we've got some answers. Come on out to one of our upcoming events. But when you talk about retirement, you know, most people, you know, plenty of retirements these days are built in large part by stashing away money week after week after week into tax-deferred accounts such as traditional IRAs or 401ks, among other types of plans. And certainly, such accounts can provide a wonderful feeling of confidence, especially the last couple of years as the stock market has gone up and up and up, as well as a sense of anticipation as you watch your money grow and you count down the years until retirement. But be warned, there could be an unwelcome surprise at the end of your retirement planning rainbow. Don't forget that deferred is the key word in the phrase tax-deferred account. You didn't pay any income tax on the money you deposited in those accounts over the years. So rest assured that when you start drawing the money out to live on in retirement, you will be required to pay taxes on money withdrawn. In fact, the government is so determined to get those taxes you delayed paying that when you reach 70 and a half, you're required to withdraw a minimum amount called required minimum distributions. Whether you need the money or not, and whether you want the money or not, you are forced to take it out. For so many people, this federal income tax in this scenario is kind of a sleeping bear. It wakes up when we get into our 70s, and it growls pretty loud. At many of the workshops that I conduct, people always ask about the best ways to deal with this lurking tax menace. Well, here's some tips. Number one, stop making the problem worse. Many people contribute to retirement accounts through a 401k with their employer, and those are tax-deferred accounts. But these days, a lot of companies offer a Roth 401k option. With a Roth account, you aren't deferring your taxes, which means you can withdraw the money tax-free in retirement. For most people, the Roth option could be the way to go. But if you don't have that Roth option through your employer plan, you still might want to consider opening a Roth IRA at home or a non-retirement account that would still let you save money but would give you a more favorable tax treatment. Another thing, instead of waiting until retirement, now may be a good time to move your money out of those tax-deferred accounts and into something that won't be taxed when you do retire. In other words, convert from tax-deferred to tax-free. Sure, you'll pay taxes as you make the conversion, but there's a good reason to pay taxes now rather than later. The federal income tax changes, the Trump Tax Act that took effect in 2018, are set to expire after 2025. So we have a short window of opportunity to make these conversions at a lower tax rate. I mean, I can't say that strongly enough. Taxes are on sale now. Lock in a lower tax rate now, because we know with the country being $21 trillion in the hole, tax rates have got to go up. Now you might say, but what if they extend the tax cuts? Well, that's not likely. It took Congress 31 years to pass the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act of 2017. 31 years. And you know what that tax cut passed by? One vote. One vote. Vice President Pence was the deciding vote. And also, with the changeover in U.S. House leadership, Washington is no longer a friendly environment for tax cuts past 2025. So a couple things you want to keep in mind when considering a Roth conversion. First, you might not want to convert everything to a Roth all in one tax year, because this might kick you up into the highest tax bracket. I mean, you want to try to fill up the lower tax brackets and maybe do it over several years before you reach 70 and a half. Something a lot of high earners may not know is there is no income limitation keeping you from doing a Roth conversion. People think, oh, I can't, I make too much money. No, that's not the case. It used to be. There used to be a $100,000 limit. You know, you couldn't make more than $100,000, but that went away almost 10 years ago. So anybody can do a Roth conversion. Another is you can be any age without a penalty. You think once you hit 70 and a half, you can't do a Roth conversion. That is incorrect. You can do a Roth conversion at any age. And Roth accounts don't generate any taxes in retirement. They don't generate any required minimum distributions. They don't cause your Social Security to be taxed, and they're great to leave to the kids. Okay, so a lot of positives here. Now, one thing you got to be aware of, and we mentioned this earlier, your Medicare Part B premium for 2020 will be based on what? Your income in 2018. So if you're thinking about doing a Roth conversion this year, let's say you do a $100,000, a $200,000 Roth conversion in 2019, what does that mean? In 2021, your Medicare Part B and possibly your Part D are going to go up, but it's temporary. It's 1 year, and then it goes back down. So this is something people really ought to consider. But converting from a traditional to a Roth, another thing, that does not eliminate any stock market risk. If you're still in the stock market, you know, you're taking risk, and we're at the top of the market right now. So again, one of the worst things people could do is do a Roth conversion, you know, pay the tax on, say, $100,000, $200,000, and then the stock market crashes. And guess what? You used to be able to do a do-over where you could convert it back to a traditional IRA. You can't do that anymore either. So if that happened, you would have paid tax on a lot of money that you no longer have. So be wary of that as well. So that's one thing you can do, is do these Roth conversions. And I can't stress that enough, and we've done quite a bit of them the last couple of years, because people are always looking for ways to cut taxes. And whether your retirement is decades away or just around the corner, or you're already living the dream, there are several other things that you can do in retirement. Again, the first one we mentioned is get into a Roth. Either contribute to a Roth, an IRA, a 401k, or do a conversion. Another thing you could do is open an HSA. This one's only for people who have a high deductible health insurance plan, but as long as the health plan you have meets the IRS guidelines, you're allowed to open a health savings account, which is one of the sweetest savings deals around. You get to put money in pre-tax. That money grows tax-deferred, and as long as you spend the money on qualified health care costs, you never pay taxes on it. And the annual HSA contribution limit is $7,000 for a family plan or $3,500 for an individual. Another thing you could do is time your investment sales. If you have stocks with big gains and you want to sell, maybe hold off selling those stocks until a year when your overall income and your tax rate is lower. In lower tax years, that might be a good year to harvest a capital gain for something you're thinking about selling. The inverse of that is to realize losses in what otherwise might have been a very high income year. Let me give you our phone numbers. Toll free, you can reach us at 888-690-8820. Again, 888-690-8820. In Pennsylvania, it's a local call, 610-358-8942, 610-358-8942. Today we're talking about paying higher taxes in retirement. Gave you a couple ideas. If you're not sure what to do next, pick up the phone and give us a call. Have a great week.
The views and opinions expressed on this program are those of their respective parties and not those of this show's producers or this station. Join us again for more On the Money.
Your station for Delaware news, all day traffic watch, and Phillies baseball.
Crack him out! The Phillies win it!
101.7 FM, 1150 AM, WDEL.
Good morning. It's 7:30, sunny, 79 degrees in Wilmington. I'm Frank Gerace, WDEL News. Police cars and other emergency vehicles flooded Falk Road yesterday afternoon after a shooting in an assisted living facility that left a 79-year-old woman and an 82-year-old man dead. Breaking news reporter Mike Phillips was on the scene as well.
Initial calls to police shortly after 1 p.m. were of a possible active shooter, and that brought dozens of officers from several agencies to the Manor Care facility at 700 Falk Road. Officers wearing tactical gear and carrying rifles moved into the site, while others worked with EMS personnel to assist patients and staff outside, and eventually to the Arden Court site next door to get out of the heat. Sources tell WDEL News that two people were found shot to death inside in what was an apparent murder-suicide. Mike Phillips, 101.7 FM, 1150 AM, WDEL.
Yesterday marked the 50-year anniversary of the first humans setting foot on the moon. The anniversary was celebrated at various events across the country, including in Houston, Texas. 11 Army Golden Knights parachuted from the sky. Army combat medic Jacob Kirko talked about how great it was to see the country celebrate the occasion.
The space program has really brought this country together, and it's cool. I see a lot of people coming here together today, too, and some of our counterparts did some stuff in Washington, D.C. I saw some stuff going on in Florida today, and it's really cool just seeing the entire country be able to come together and celebrate this momentous occasion.
Your NBC 10 First Alert forecast. Heat and humidity continues today. Temperature near 100 degrees for a high. The heat index between 105 and 115. That's 7:32. Sunny skies and 79 degrees at 101.7 FM and 1150 AM WDEL. I'm Frank Gerace. The Rabbi speaks and Wings of the Morning coming up.